Hey there, thanks for tuning into the audio episode today. You might actually find that for this particular episode, you will enjoy the video version a little bit better. I will be breaking down some film of LaMelo Ball actually playing on the court, so I definitely recommend checking out the video version for this one. Other than those clips of film, you will be getting all the same information, so if you're going to be commuting or something like that, definitely feel free to stick here. Yo, what is up YouTube? It's your boy T Hatch coming back at you with another video. Today, as you can see in the title, we are talking about why I believe LaMelo Ball is the best prospect in the 2020 NBA draft. That's right, you heard it. The absolute number one prospect on the draft board on November 18th will be LaMelo Ball, at least in my opinion. Thanks for tuning into the show. As always, if you enjoy the show and want to see it grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So definitely share on social media, leave a like if you like the video, subscribe if you want to see more content like this, and if you never want to miss a video, definitely hit that notification bell to get a notification every time that I post a new video. So I'm going to lay out a few reasons why I believe that to be the case, as well as what I see as LaMelo's strengths, as well as his weaknesses headed into the NBA as a prospect, as somebody that teams will look to pick to bring in to be their point guard of the future. And let's see what they're getting with LaMelo Ball. So after watching film on many of the top prospects in the 2020 NBA draft, I feel pretty darn confident in endorsing LaMelo Ball as the top prospect of this class. A few reasons as to why. Well, I believe he has the highest ceiling of any prospect in this draft, meaning that if he hits his potential, he will have the greatest superstar potential of any of these players in this class. I also believe that he, unlike anybody else in this class, just has that special something that just jumps off the screen when you watch him play and is unignorable, the kind of special something that we see in superstar level players. The other thing that I see is, yes, of course he is a boom or bust prospect, but so are all the other prospects in this draft. There is no surefire number one guy. There's no surefire, oh, he's definitely going to be a star. Every prospect in this class has some questions, has some bust potential to them. And if they don't have that bust potential, well, really their ceiling is just a role player in the NBA. And I don't know about you, but I don't really feel like picking a guaranteed role player with the number one overall pick. So obviously they're not going to be the top prospect in this class. So that said, those are a few of the main reasons why I believe that LaMelo is the top pick. Now, let's get into why I believe that. So what we're looking at here, I want to start by looking at LaMelo Ball's strengths here. And to me, that starts obviously with his 6'7 height, his 6'10 wingspan. That is incredible length for the point guard position, obviously very tall for the point guard position as well. And on top of that, he's already sitting at 190 pounds, which is not a ton by NBA point guard standards. However, if you look at his brothers, you look at his father, there is a clear path for LaMelo to add a lot more muscle, and I could honestly see him adding another 15 to 20 pounds onto his frame, no problem, all in muscle, which really might just help him get even more athletic than he already is. So I don't think weight or strength is going to be a problem for LaMelo in the long term in the NBA as he grows into his body and that nice frame that he was born with. On top of that, I think that LaMelo is very quick, very fast for his size. A lot of people watch him play and tend to think that he's a little bit more of a player on the slower side of things. things, but I disagree with that. I think that's more about the pace at which he decides to play and when he decides to uncork that quickness and that speed. But once he hits that top flight speed, he's got just that top flight speed. Now, I don't think he's quite as fast as maybe an RJ Hampton, who is also in this class. He's not going to be as fast as the De'Aaron Foxes of the NBA, but he is going to be, I would say, at least in the top half of starting point guards when it comes to speed and quickness, which at 6'7 with a 6'10 wingspan is remarkable at the point guard position. Beyond that, I think that LaMelo is, like I said, he's special. And that's the only way that I can describe his ability to create with the ball in his hands, his fluidity with the handle, going from the handle into a pass or a shot immediately. He is incredibly fluid with the ball in his hands in a very special way. I believe it's J. Kyle Mann with The Ringer who coined the term. He's a high bandwidth offensive player, meaning that he's got a tight enough handle as well as good enough passing vision to be able to handle ball pressure from one or even multiple defenders and still be able to keep his dribble alive, make a play, and really run that NBA offense even through heavy ball pressure, which is remarkable, especially considering how young he is, and again, how tall and lanky he is for the point guard position. The combination of all of those things together is something you rarely, rarely see. And really, we haven't seen somebody with this level of dexterity at that kind of size since we saw Luka Doncic come out of the draft. Now, I am not calling LaMelo Ball Luka Doncic. If I thought that was the case, he would be the clear and away number one overall pick. Everybody would agree with that. There would be no question. So LaMelo Ball is not Luka Doncic. But man, this passing vision, this level of skill on the ball combined with that frame, it is special. That's the only way to describe that. Now, I do want to break down a few clips here that I saw of LaMelo. I have picked out a game to pull some of these clips from. I definitely highly recommend going and watching this full game and actually seeing what LaMelo can do when he is at the top end of his talent, when he's playing at the best he can, because again, it's special. That word, you're going to hear it a lot. Special, special, special. LaMelo Ball is special. Now, I put here in my notes, day one, when he steps into the league, I believe he's going to be a top 20, top 30 passer in the NBA. And honestly, that's being a little bit conservative. He has incredible vision, incredible accuracy, and incredible timing on a lot of these passes. Now, he is a young guy. He does have a lot of experience to gain as a passer and, of course, just as a basketball player in general. So he's going to make plenty of mistakes. He's going to make rookie mistakes. He's going to have some passes that are just knuckleheaded. What the heck are you doing? But those are few and far between considering his age. And it's, again, special, special, his ability to pass. Now, something I want to focus on as well is the touch and accuracy on these passes. I really think he has the ability to hit really every type of pass and honestly be excellent in doing so in the pick and roll, in transition. I really think as well he's going to contend with Nikola Jokic as the best outlet passer in the NBA. And again, that's on day one when he comes into the league. What's he going to be 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road? Who knows? But that could be something to see, that's for sure. So I want to look at a clip here, and I'm going to get this recording started here as we're going live, so bear with me. But what we're going to look at, I am going to head... There we go. All right. So I've got these timestamps picked out here in my notes. So bear with me as I transition over to them. Doing this live while you're shooting this yourself, doing the audio yourself, all that. Not super easy. But here we go. We're having fun with it. And we're going to break all this down. So what we've got here, I want to show his incredible level of touch as we're coming out of the replay here. as you can see, comes down with the rebound, and this outlet pass, just look at the way with the baseball pass, he's able to rocket this up floor. Now, obviously, this doesn't turn into anything on this particular play, but again, we're going to watch it here. Just rockets this pass up court, comes down with the rebound, baseball pass right on the money, right perfect timing in step with his offensive player. That, again, the word there is special. You don't see that with guys this age very often. The only other guy I have seen doing that at that age would be his brother, Lonzo Ball. But as you're going to see here as we go through more of this tape with LaMelo, I believe he is a much, much better creator on the ball, much better at scoring than Lonzo was at this age, or is now, frankly. So we're going to keep breaking this down. Now, the next thing I want to focus on is that I believe he's going to be an excellent passer and scorer in the pick and roll. So I'm going to show you a few clips here. I've actually got quite a few that I want to go through. So we're going to start here by hopping over to 8 minutes and 19 seconds. 8:20 is good for me. All right. So as you can see here, pick and roll opportunity. Nice little pop there. Beautiful. Beautiful pass. All right, we're going to hop up to 8:55. And I'm going to show you again. So this one, end in the defensive possession here, comes up with the loose ball, takes it right down court, and what we see, sets up for this pick and roll, calls him over, calls out exactly what he wants from the offense, says, nah, I want this screener instead. Boom, nice little shot off of the pick and roll there. All right, moving up to 35-17. Da-da-da. There we go, perfect. So here we go, coming out of the break here. Nice pick and roll. And again, that shot off the dribble with incredible touch. That's the thing to watch there, is the level of touch that he is finishing these with. So hopping up to the next clip here. So we see bringing it down court in transition after a bucket, pick and roll. Pulls it out, and then the beautiful entry pass. Absolutely stellar with that entry pass. The accuracy is stunning for his age. Again, just going to show you this again so you can see the accuracy on that entry pass. So knows he ought to pull it out because they're attacking that dribble. Sees the mismatch. Boom, right to him. All right, next I'm going to move up to 44-22 and see what we've got waiting for us there. 44-18 works. All right, bringing it up court. Gets a screen right away. And right to the rim. And the finish through contact. The finish through contact. I've got this clip here in my notes for later on as well for finishing through contact. He did that multiple times as well as he's able to adjust that finish in the air. Strong finish through contact. Gets the and one. I believe he goes on to hit the free throw there, but I'm going to go ahead and skip that. So we're moving on to 50-03, where we've got yet another pick and roll opportunity. There we go. That's good enough. All right, off the dribble and the pass there. So this is not a pick and roll. You could see he rejected the screen prior to the clip starting there. But breaks him down off the dribble, and what I want you to watch is the pass here. This incredible laser pass right on the money to his man. Finds him there. Obviously took twice to get the finish there, so didn't get the assist on that particular one. But just a beautiful pass. We're going to move on. I've got two more clips here showing LaMelo's passing out of pick and roll situations. Again, that one, he pulled it out from the screen early. Dribble drive. Beautiful pass. All right. Next, going to move back about a little bit there, that's good enough. So LaMelo's going to break open here. Nice cut off the ball, uses the screen. Comes up, here's the pick. And look at this pass. So it's a foul, but the pass to the corner there. Whips it over there, off the dribble. This is almost a live dribble pass. He kind of picked it up as if he was going to go for a layup there. So not quite a live dribble pass, but as you'll see later, he's able to do that. But again, coming off of that pick, sees the corner open, boom, right on the money in the shooting pocket. That is a pass he's going to make over and over again in the pick and roll in the NBA. All right, two more clips here. I misspoke last time. Should have said three. All right, here we go. So LaMelo Ball is going to work his way open. Nice cutting off the ball. You know, a lot of people want to call LaMelo lazy. That's not the case. Here comes the screen, and look at this pass. Finds the open shooter. Bang from three. That's going to go down in the NBA with NBA shooters. All right, final clip here. Showing LaMelo in the pick and roll. And again, this is all one game. So here we go, coming in transition. Screen right up at the top. And look at this. Look at this lob pass. At his age, everything else that he's shown you on display, he's got the full arsenal in the pick and roll already. And again, the last time I saw somebody with this level of mastery on the pick and roll at this age was Luka Doncic. Now, I believe Luka had a higher level of mastery on the pick and roll than LaMelo Ball has here. If you go and watch this full game, you'll see a fair amount of mistakes, not a ton, but you will see some mistakes on passes, scoring opportunities in the pick and roll from LaMelo. So it's not to say that he doesn't have room to grow. He definitely does. But if this is where you're starting, holy cow. I mean, my goodness, it is just mind-blowing to think of what LaMelo Ball is going to be able to do when he hits the height of his powers, when he hits his prime. Oh my goodness. And of course, this is just the offensive end. Now, you heard me mention the fluidity that LaMelo has with the ball in his hands and being able to flow directly between dribbling, passing, and shooting. He's able to do it with both hands, and this is something that, again, that high bandwidth offensive player, the offensive engine, needs to have to be able to keep things alive, keep things going, and be able to create off of that live dribble, passing directly out of a dribble, like you see a guy like LeBron James do a ton. Now, again, not calling LaMelo Ball LeBron James, but you get the point there. So what I want to show is I'm going to show another clip here so that we can see LaMelo's fluidity transitioning from a dribble directly into a pass. So pulling up my timestamp here. Nice, covered up by a little window there. That's better. 124:20. Thanks for bearing with me as I do this all on my own. No production assistance for the time being. Who knows if that'll ever come. All right. So we're going to watch end of a possession here. I believe LaMelo's big is going to come up with the rebound, give it to him to get down on the break. Oh, no, this is a nice steal from LaMelo. Gets down on the break. And here we go, right out of the dribble, beautiful bounce pass, perfectly on the money, perfectly on time, leads his teammate directly to the cup. Now let's watch this on defense. Okay, what do we see right here? We've got LaMelo over here in the corner defending his man. You also have the pick and roll coming straight at him. He can see that his big is occupied, playing a kind of a drop coverage, not quite as much of a drop as you would see in the NBA with some bigs. But what you can see here is that the roll man is pretty clearly going to get behind the big pretty fast there. LaMelo comes over. Now, I'm going to scrub back just a touch on this one, and you're going to see he's going to kind of play as if he's just standing there in the corner. Oh, I'm just guarding this corner shooter. Guard here is going to think he's got an open roller to the rim. All of a sudden, LaMelo goes from that posture of, I'm just kind of standing around, to boom! Right onto that pass, knows exactly where it's going, and he's going the other way. And of course, you can see makes a great play, great pass at the end of that. So this is the kind of stuff that you see from LaMelo that just kind of jumps off the screen, like I said earlier. Now, I kind of got into something I was going to talk about a little bit later, but why not talk about it right now? Again, the LaMelo sometimes has a tendency to look as if he's not really giving a good effort, as if he's being a little lazy and just kind of standing around on the defensive end. What you see is lots of plays like this on film where he kind of lulls the defender to sleep, kind of makes them think that they've got a nice easy pass coming to him, and then all of a sudden, boom! Straight in that passing lane, has the steal, and he's going the other way. And the thing I love about watching LaMelo jump these passing lanes is it's not quite like a Russell Westbrook type of thing where he's just going for the home run plays and half the time he's going to miss and end up at the half court line while his defense is left playing 4-on-5. Not the case with LaMelo. LaMelo makes these tasteful jumps into the passing lane where it's kind of a low risk situation if he misses it. And of course, if he didn't go at that passing lane in this particular situation, it would have been an easy layup at the rim. But lots of these situations, he's taking those calculated risks. And not only is he calculating when to take those risks, he's also very good at converting when he does it. So this is something I love about watching LaMelo on defense. And I think he deserves more credit than people are giving him. So next, after talking about the fluidity as well as his ability to steal there, I do want to talk about his tools on the defensive end, because I believe that LaMelo Ball actually has the physical tools, physical traits, as well as the vision to be a high-level defender in the NBA if he's willing to work toward it. Again, none of this matters if a guy is not willing to work and not going to follow through on the potential that they have. However, every indication that I can see from watching the film is that LaMelo is going to follow through on his potential. However, NBA GMs who get to interview him get tons more information than I have access to may come to a different conclusion. But what I see with LaMelo Ball is a guy, again, at 6'7 with a 6'10 wingspan, plenty quick, plenty fast, and the vision like this to know already what that guard on the offensive end is thinking and be one step ahead of him. Okay, he's probably going to be looking to see where I'm at to see if his shooter's open or to see if that roller is open in that case. Okay, well, let me just make it look like he is, and then all of a sudden, bam, get that 6'10 wingspan right in the way, and he's coming away with a steal, taking it down to the other end. That is something that LaMelo can do on the defensive end that, again, I think he does not get enough credit for. So I think he does have the ability to be good on the defensive end. I'm going to talk a little bit more about his defense in the weaknesses category, and we can get more in depth there. So next, just want to mention something that I have kind of touched on previously is the special ability to create shots off the dribble for himself and for his teammates. It's just highly developed in a way that you don't see out of many guards coming into the draft. To use another example, again, Lonzo Ball, his brother. While yes, he is an excellent passer with excellent vision, he does not have the ability to create on the ball. He has zero scoring threat, so the defense can kind of back off of him, play him a little loose, and let him do his thing because they're not worried about him scoring. Not the case with LaMelo. LaMelo has a arsenal of dribble moves as well as scoring moves that can get him in position to score, as well as his natural touch and ability to shoot off the dribble. Again, he's going to have to improve his percentages, which I will talk about in the weaknesses category, but he does have this natural level of touch for floaters, off the dribble shots, shots off the catch, whatever it may be. The level of touch that LaMelo Ball has is the word I'm going to use over and over again: special. You just don't see it from guys this age, this early, and this consistent. That's the thing. Now, again, I'm going to talk more about the percentages, why I believe they are where they are, and how he can improve there. But important to mention his ability to create and score off the dribble nonetheless. Now, something I think that he gets basically zero credit for in any of the evaluations that I have seen of LaMelo Ball is his incredible ability to rebound from the guard position. You just don't see many guys going after it as hard as LaMelo does for these rebounds. And the thing that is interesting about watching LaMelo rebound is that you'll see these plays, you know, he's kind of out on the perimeter guarding his guy. He's got no business going after these rebounds. There's two bigs in the paint. They're both boxing out the offensive players. Yet LaMelo hops in there, snatches up a rebound, and is going down the other way before his two bigs and the other two bigs know what's going on. It's just amazing to see, and he doesn't get enough credit for it. Now, he is going to have to adjust to bigger, faster, stronger players in the NBA that he's going to have to contend for these rebounds with. Other guards in the NBA, both on the offensive and defensive end, are going to be going after these rebounds like he's going after them, so they're not going to be patty cake rebounds, but his ability to see where the shot is going to come off of the rim, get there, and get his hand in the perfect place to come down with the ball is something that I think he deserves a lot of credit for. I'm going to show one example here as we get this recording going. So pulling up the timestamp here. Thanks for bearing with me. All right, so here's what we're going to see. Again, over there in the corner, tracks down the rebound, finds his open man in transition for the bucket here. Backed up a little further there so we can talk it through. So ends up on this defensive possession down in the corner. Oh, a little too early there. Here we go. So defending his man down in the corner, he sees the shot go up, finds where it's going to go, and puts himself in the right spot. And again, a beautiful pass in transition there. Going to stop showing you that over and over again because you get the point. He can pull down rebounds. All right, so next thing I want to talk about is his ability to finish at the rim, which I touched on earlier, so I will mention it briefly here. He is a really good finisher at the rim. He can adjust mid-air so he can see what the shot blocker is doing, where he's going to put his hands, if he needs to adjust to another hand to the other side of the rim. LaMelo is able to do that mid-air and do it with a good amount of consistency, as you saw in that previous play, able to finish through contact very well. And able to get himself to the line. And he also has an ability to draw fouls and get himself to the line when all else fails. If, you know, some of those plays where you can tell, it's not really going to work, probably going to get blocked here. A lot of those kind of plays end up getting LaMelo to the line because he just has that ability to create the right kind of contact with that defender that gets the ref to blow that whistle. So going to show you a few finishes here. Got just two clips here to show you, and we will pull these up real quick. Looking for 37-48. We'll go 45. That's good for me. All right. So Big comes down with the rebound, gives it to LaMelo, pushes it up floor, and look at this. Beautiful little hang dribble, gets the Big off his off balance and finishes through contact. And again, as we can see here, adjusts to what the defender is doing and is able to get that finish anyway. So again, here's the play. There's the shot. Not that shot, this shot. Yeah, Big gets the rebound. Here comes LaMelo down the court. Hang dribble gets the Big off balance, and the finish through contact adjusts and goes reverse on the finish. Just simply beautiful. Next play I want to show you, going to be sitting at 44-22. So here we go. 44-18 works for me. All right. So here comes LaMelo, pick and roll possession, gets downhill, and again, the finish through contact and one. This is the one we saw earlier, so no further need to break that down. But beautiful, beautiful finishes. Really good finisher. Now, again, just like I mentioned previously, he is going to have to adjust to defenders in the NBA that are bigger, longer, stronger, faster, better leapers. So he's going to have to get used to that, and there is going to be an adjustment period. But what I've seen from LaMelo on film, I definitely believe that he will be able to adjust. Going to take a brief second here, get a sip of tea. Got some piping hot tea to keep the voice loose. Ooh, it is piping hot. Just about burnt my tongue there. All right, but that's going to keep me nice and fresh here. So what I want to go to now, I already mentioned his ability to lull defenders to sleep, so no need to watch that again. Now I want to talk about the incredible touch on floaters and off the dribble shots that I mentioned earlier, and I believe this flashes his potential as a good shooter. Now there are plenty of things about LaMelo Ball's shooting form that give you pause for concern, cause for concern. Whatever way you want to put it works for me. Now, I am no expert when it comes to shooting form, but I do know an expert that you have access to on YouTube. Coach Nick over at B-Ball Breakdown has an excellent breakdown of Lon's, or excuse me, LaMelo's shooting form and some things that he can do to improve as a shooter at the next level. So I will link that down below because I definitely recommend you check that out to learn a little bit more of the specifics of what LaMelo can do to improve his jump shot. That said, it doesn't take an expert to see that his jump shot is a little jacked up when it comes to his form, and he's going to have to work on that. But I do believe the incredible touch that he shows on these floaters, on off the dribble shots, really flashes that potential that he has if he is able to find a more repeatable, consistent jump shot form. So, going to show three clips here to show you LaMelo Ball's incredible level of touch. Funny enough, one of them actually starts right at the beginning of this game at 0-0. So here we go, LaMelo Ball attacking off the dribble, and look at the touch on this pass. My goodness, my goodness. Let's watch that again. So he ends up hanging in the air and kind of lost, not knowing exactly what to do, but has enough touch to just pull it back right over the top of the defender, perfectly placed for his man on the offensive end to be able to get that finish. Beautiful, beautiful pass. Now going to 14-19. We'll call it 14-12. That's great for me. All right. So as we're coming on this one, we're watching for this incredible level of touch. So we got a little dribble handoff action going on here. I think we're going to get it going the other way as well. Sure enough. And here LaMelo goes off the dribble, boom, beautiful three, off the dribble three. Now, again, this is not as consistent as it needs to be used as a consistent weapon at the next level. His percentage shows that, but he has that ability. So if he's able to get that consistent, repeatable form, he should be able to turn that into a weapon. I see that as maybe a year three, four type of development for LaMelo after lots of work on his jump shot. Now I'm going to work, sorry, transition to 3355. There we go, 3350 is good enough for me. Bringing it up court here is LaMelo. Slows it down, pulls it out a little bit, tells his guys where he wants them to go, and breaks down the big off the dribble in the ISO. Again, off the dribble, step back three, Harden-esque. Again, not as consistent as it needs to be, which we will talk about in the weaknesses category, but that is something that you see from few guys at this age, that level of touch to be able to do that off a multi-dribble move straight into a step-back shot. There are a couple other guys in this class that have flashed that ability. Some of them a little bit more consistent than LaMelo. Killian Hayes, for example, is more consistent on that step-back sidestep shot than LaMelo is. But the touch is there. The touch is there for LaMelo to turn it into a consistent, usable tool if he is able to fix the deficiencies with his jump shot. So that sums up the major strengths that I have identified for LaMelo Ball. Going to move into the weaknesses here. I'm going to grab another little sip of tea before we get there. Thanks for bearing with me on this cold Utah day. We've got snow outside, keeping me inside, watching even more basketball. All right. So moving on to the weaknesses for LaMelo Ball, heading into the 2020 draft, and just mentioned it, the poor shooting percentages. So LaMelo, in his career there in the NBL, playing for the Illawarra Hawks, shot 38% from the field. Yikes, that's an ouch. 25% from three, yikes. And 72% from the line. not terrible, but also not excellent. If you want to really project as a great three-point shooter in the NBA, the best indicator of that is your free throw percentage in either college or international play. 72% is not terrible, but it's also not good. So it's below average for what we'd expect to see. And of course, that would project him as a below average shooter at the next level. Now, when it comes to his free throw shooting and a little bit his three-point shooting, I believe those deficiencies come in his shooting form and how it is not quite consistent. It is a form that requires everything to go right, and everything doesn't go right very often, and that is reflected in his percentages. Now, a little bit of the explanation for the three-point shooting percentage and definitely for the field goal percentage is his shot selection. He needs to work on his shot selection. You will see him from time to time jacking up crazy shots early in the shot clock that he has no business taking. Why are you taking some of these off the dribble shots contested early in the shot clock? Why are you taking these threes from way outside? Excuse me there, apologies. Why are you taking these threes from way outside early in the shot clock? No reason to do that, and no NBA coach is going to give him free rein to continue doing what he was doing there. Now, I think it's going to be very important at the next level for him to play for a coach that says, yeah, you do have the free rein to go out there and create. You have the free rein to go be LaMelo Ball, because that's what we need to bring out the special side of you. But we can't have you jacking up these crazy shots that you know as well as I do are not really a good shot for us as a team. He's going to need a coach that's willing to play that game of give and take, saying, hey, go out there and play your game, but you gotta be ready to be coached when it comes to these film sessions and actually take the feedback I'm giving and apply that on the court. He's going to need a good situation to draw that out of him from a shot selection perspective. So I think that LaMelo Ball does have poor mechanics on his jump shot. I think he needs quite a bit of work to find a consistent and repeatable jump shooting form. But if he is able to do that, he has a level of natural touch that will allow him to be a great shooter. On top of that, of course, he does need to fix up those deficiencies that he has when it comes to his shot selection, which we have seen a lot of young players be able to do as they learn, as they get coached in the NBA and get that in-game experience. A lot of them have been able to improve there, but of course a lot of guys have not been able to improve, so that's going to be down to LaMelo and the environment that he finds himself in. So next thing I want to mention is that he can get a little bit lost in transition defense, and I think this is where the narrative that he's lazy on defense comes from, because what I saw on these possessions, almost every transition defensive possession that LaMelo had, I saw him kind of standing around looking kind of clueless, doesn't really know what to do, where to go, who to guard. And you could see that a lot. He would just kind of have this tendency to freeze up because he doesn't know what to do. What I also saw in those transition defensive possessions is that as soon as any of his teammates would point out, boom, that's the guy you need to guard, that's where you need to go, he was right on it, right there, got there quick, stayed engaged. I never really saw LaMelo getting, you know, apathetic to the idea of playing defense. He's engaged, he wants to defend, he just needs to be taught how. And I saw that a lot, of course, in his half-court defense. I think he's pretty smart on the defensive end in the half-court. There's plenty of things that he needs to iron out, plenty of rookie mistakes that he's going to make in the half-court defense as well. But what I saw is when he knows what to do, he's on it. He's on it. He's there. He's engaged. He's in the game. He's playing, and he wants to help his team on defense. I personally think this narrative that he's lazy on defense is nonsense. I think people are seeing him freeze up in these transition opportunities, not know what to do, and based on his body language, I can definitely agree, it looks like he's kind of just being lazy and apathetic. But again, in my experience watching the film, I saw him get right at it, give the effort as soon as he knew what to do. So I think that is something that, with some good defensive coaching at the next level, is not going to be a huge problem. So already mentioned the shot selection. I'm going to show you a clip here to go along with that, as I've got it in my notes. But again, like I said, just has this tendency to jack shots from way deep early in the shot clock, has a tendency to jack shots when he's being contested, when it's off the dribble, when there's no business taking a shot like that, and he's going to need to clean that up at the next level. So what we're going to watch here, just double checking my timestamp there. Perfect. So we're going to see him come down the court, and this one was incredibly frustrating to me because he's got four defenders in the court, three of them actively engaged on him, and he just jacks up a three instead of waiting for his teammates to get down the court and set up for some actual offense. This is not a shot you should be taking at the next level. Again, three defenders engaged all at the same time on LaMelo Ball. This is not the shot you want. Bam. No. No, don't be taking that shot at the next level. And of course, that's going to be one of the first things that coaches help him eliminate from his game at the NBA level. So moving on, sometimes he has a tendency to struggle when he is isolated on a big man. This is on offense, of course. When he gets ISO possessions against a big man, and so he's going to need to learn some better scoring moves, some better dribble moves that can help him create some separation and actually get open shots against these mismatches. I'm going to show you one example of when this went wrong. However, there are examples from this game of it going right as well. There we go, 17:31. Lost my train of thought as my hood here destroys my neck. All right. So what we're watching here, coming up the court, bringing the ball, gets a drive, pick and roll opportunity, and he's got this ISO on the big man, and he just kind of gets these happy dribbles, goes for a spin move here, gets absolutely blocked. Let's watch this again. Here's the screen, gets the mismatch on the big man, calls for the ISO, says get out of here. And he just starts dribbling around wild, doesn't really have any specific moves, goes for that spin and gets absolutely blocked. Now, again, like I said, there are clips here where you can see him get ISO'd on a big man and turn it into a scoring opportunity. I believe I showed you one earlier, however I don't have it marked here on my notes, where he was able to score ISO'd on a big man, but he needs to work on that. He needs an arsenal of moves to go to. That is something he is going to have to develop at the next level if he wants all of these on-ball opportunities that his talent tells us he deserves. So, something else that I saw with LaMelo is that sometimes he can kind of get sped up too fast and has a tendency to make mistakes that lead to some careless turnovers. It doesn't happen too often, and it should get better with coaching and experience, but sometimes what would happen is if he's bringing the ball up for a new possession, he can get kind of a little bit hurried up with ball pressure and sometimes just gets this mode where he goes downhill straight away and goes at that one top speed all the way to the rim, almost like you see Russell Westbrook do on almost every possession, but gets way too sped up, heads to the rim, and just makes a careless turnover. Again, doesn't happen a ton, but it does happen. Now, next thing I want to say is he does have a little bit of a tendency on defense to foul his man if he gets beat off the dribble. So, you know, a lot of guys, especially a lot of young guys, have this issue where as soon as they lose a step or two on their man, they'll just go ahead and reach in, try and make something happen, and of course nothing's going to happen except for a foul call. So that happens a good amount with LaMelo when he gets beat off the ball. What we really would like to see out of LaMelo is if he gets beat off the dribble, use his length as a tool, as an advantage that he has, especially if he's going to be playing the point guard position. He is going to be taller and longer than most of the players he will be playing against, and I believe he has very good athleticism. So he's going to be able to keep up with these guys. So as soon as they get a step on him, he needs to stay disciplined, keep his hands to himself, and be ready to make a play on the ball once they get to the rim. So if he can kind of just let him buy, and obviously you don't want to let him buy to begin with, but if he lets him buy, stick with them as close as possible and try and attack that ball, high point it for a block as they're going up for the finish, that would be preferable to the reach in. So next is a concern you've heard a lot is the level of competition that LaMelo is playing against. So obviously LaMelo played in the NBL in Australia as opposed to playing college basketball like we see most prospects do. And really he's been playing overseas for years. So we haven't seen much of LaMelo Ball playing against his peers that are going to be at the top of this draft class with him. And that's a little bit of a concern for some. For myself, watching these games in the NBL, what I have noticed is that this league appears to be far advanced compared to the NCAA when it comes to basketball IQ, which you would expect from professional basketball players, adults out here, fully grown men, strong guys. Now, he's not dealing with the level of athleticism that he would be playing against in the NCAA, but he's also not out there playing zone defense for 70% of possessions. He's also not playing, a full court press for half of the game and all that craziness that happens in the NCAA. So while we didn't get to see him against very athletic, strong, big opponents like you would see in the NCAA, we did get to see him against very smart opponents. And I think that's actually probably going to end up being a good thing for LaMelo because it is forcing him early to learn how to cope and how to counteract some of those heady veteran plays that a lot of those professional defenders are going to make, and even more so at the NBA level. So to me, this is kind of a wash in my opinion from watching the games. However, I can see why that's concerning for some. And the final weakness that I have for LaMelo Ball is it's undeniable he is the son of LeVar Ball, which, consider for your own purposes how big of a deal that is, but it's a headache. And if you go talk to the Lakers front office, it's a big headache, and it was a headache for a long time for them. Lonzo has been able to escape it as he kind of pushed back, made himself his own man. I would look for LaMelo to do the same, and I hope he does earlier than Lonzo did before money gets stolen by a family friend from LaMelo like it did Lonzo. I hope that LaMelo is able to get that distance from his father quicker because, of course, he's going to be on First Take. Oh, LaMelo Ball, my son LaMelo, he's going to be the MVP. Shut up, LeVar. Stay home. Let LaMelo be LaMelo. Let him go play basketball. Let his play do the talking. We're tired of hearing you, LeVar. And NBA GMs are even more tired of hearing about LeVar Ball. So that ends the weaknesses that I have there for LaMelo Ball. So the last thing that I want to talk about here before I get to my conclusion is the reality of LaMelo Ball versus the narrative of LaMelo Ball. There we go. Gonna take another sip of tea here. I'm losing it. You would be shocked how tiring on the voice it is to talk for 45, 50 minutes straight. So, the reality versus the narrative with LaMelo Ball. So, the narrative on LaMelo Ball has been that he's lazy on defense, he's a bad teammate, he's more focused on fame than he is on basketball, and that he will be more of a distraction than he's worth. The reality, at least in my opinion, is that this is a kid that, with a little bit of coaching on defense and shot selection, as well as, of course, fixing his shooting form, can be a dynamic shot creator in the NBA, capable of captaining high-level NBA offense and playing at least neutral to, I believe, positive defense. While also rebounding at a high level at both ends of the floor, at least for a point guard. Obviously, you're not going to play him at power forward and expect him to pull down some rebounds, but he's not a power forward prospect. So, what I saw on film was a young man who gave good effort for almost all of the minutes that he was on the floor, and cheered for his teammates, cheered with his teammates, and was often the first guy over to pick them up when they fell on the floor. So I'm not seeing a bad teammate on film. I'm not seeing a guy who gives low effort on film. I am seeing a guy who has some struggles with shot selection. I am seeing a guy who's got plenty to learn. But so do a lot of young guys. Most guys coming into the NBA in this draft have struggles with their shot selection, have struggles with their defensive IQ. That's what happens when you're 18, 19 years old playing basketball against professionals. There are going to be some situations where you are not up to the level of mental acuity that the players around you are. What is incredible to see is the situations in which LaMelo Ball's basketball IQ eclipses the professionals that he was playing with. And there are going to be situations in the NBA where the same happens, where he is the smartest player on the floor in certain situations, pick and roll being one of them. He's got lots to learn, he's got lots of improvements to make, but the reality is, this is a kid who, at least on film, is showing me everything that I would want to see to say, yeah, I think he can make those improvements. So my conclusion brings us back to where we began, which is that after watching film on LaMelo Ball, I have no other choice than to call him the best prospect in the 2020 NBA draft. I believe if he finds himself with the right organization, he will be a special player in the NBA for years to come. Again, special, special, special. LaMelo Ball is special. Get it through your heads, NBA GMs. LaMelo Ball is special. Now, like I mentioned previously, there is information that NBA GMs have access to. Obviously, they can interview the kid. I can't. But there are lots of things that NBA GMs have access to that I will never even have a clue about. So if those things lead them to believe that LaMelo Ball is not somebody who's going to put the work in, then frankly, he shouldn't. He shouldn't put the work in if that's the case. But if the indications are there, which I see on film, that he will put that work in, he is by far and away the best prospect in the 2020 NBA draft. And boy, oh boy, teams who pass up on LaMelo Ball are going to be kicking themselves in 3 to 5 years when he is absolutely torching NBA defenses. So that sums up my thoughts on LaMelo Ball on this 2020 NBA draft for the time being. I will be bringing you even more coverage of more players in this draft as we get closer to draft day on November 18th. Right around the corner, we get one freaking week of this, so it is going to be a busy week for your boy T Hatch. All that out the way, I definitely appreciate you tuning into the video. As always, if you want to see this show grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So definitely share this on your social media. Consider leaving a like if you enjoyed the video, and I'm guessing if you got this far in, you liked it. And of course, if you want to see more content like this, definitely subscribe. That just shows YouTube that you want to see more content like mine. And if you never want to miss when I post a video, hit that notification bell and hit all on there so that you will get a notification every time that I post a video. With all that out the way, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Peace.